Oh, the joys of an audience who can clap in time. Yes, this is Wee Banjo 3, captured live in concert. And you're listening to the show Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 194. My name's Ivan Emke with you for the next 60 minutes. And about a dozen tracks of music recorded live, because this is episode 5 of Remember Concerts, where we're celebrating live music. This is a set of tunes from Wee Banjo 3, a group out of Ireland. I'll tell you a bit more about them in a moment. I'm glad you could join me. I hope you enjoy everything that we play today. I do. See you in a moment. Indeed, that's a quartet out of Ireland called Wee Banjo 3 out of Galway. And originally, I think three of the four played banjo, which is sort of where the banjo came from in the name. But they've sort of expanded out. They've got the fiddle and they've got the guitars and other things as well. So they're, I think, five albums in, something like that. And they're just from strength to strength there. And they've won all kinds of lots of competitions on their individual instruments and so on. That's from a live release called Roots to Rise Live, which was recorded in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So I'm glad you could join me. We are doing concerts again today. This is I'll do one more show of concerts after that, and then we'll get on to other things. But hey, it's kind of fun to play live music. This is Vartinia, and they're likely Finland's most successful contemporary folk music group of recent times. Their roots are in the Karelia region of Finland. It's close to Russia in that area. Specifically women's vocal traditions and ancient poems known as runos. And they're fronted by three female singers and supported by these really virtuosic musicians in the background. And they compose a lot of their music and lyrics. They're based on traditional sort of Karelian and Finno-Ugric styles or whatever. But some distinctive arrangements. Since 1990, they've been touring internationally. And I'm not sure what's happening post-pandemic, but they shot into fame right away with their 1991 album called Oidai, which got some international praise, clearly. And they're wonderful to see live in concert. So just you'll have to imagine them because you can't see them, but you can hear them now. Here they are, live in Helsinki. This is Vartinia.
Greatest bliss that the tongue of man can name. Te woo a bonny lassie when the kai come hame.
When the kai come hame, when the kai come hame. Between the gloaming and the muck when the kai come hame.
It's a no beneath the budgeon and the get beneath the crown. It's no in bed of velvet, but yet in bed of down. It's beneath the spreading birch and the delver to the name. We're bonny, bonny lassie when the kai come hame.
When the kai come hame, when the kai come hame. Between the gloaming and the murk when the kai come hame.
On the hill, the sheep are in the fall, and the lambs are lying still. But the dam can't have it, for the settlers in a flame. They see his bonny lassie when the kai come hame.
When the kai come hame, when the kai come hame. Between the gloaming and the muck when the kai come hame. How are we fame and fortune, what comfort can it give? And all the yet thoughts of play upon one's life and liberty. Give me the highest joy that the heart of man can frame. My bonnie, bonnie lassie, when the kai come hame, when the kai come hame, when the kai come hame, between the gloaming and the murk, when the kai come hame. When the kai come hame, when the kai come hame, between the gloaming and the murk, when the kai come hame.
And that's the Tannehill Weavers, an institution in Scotland. They've been around for more than 50 years. Two of the original members still, I think, there with them, Roy Gillane and Phil Smiley. I've seen them a number of times, and they just always have the sound. They really have the sound. That was when the kai came, when the kai come hame, which is when the cows come home. It's sort of a kind of a poem about the beauties of rural idyllic life or whatever. The Tannehill Weavers were born at a session in Paisley in Scotland. That's where they're from. They were named after the town's historic weaving industry, the weavers part, and the local poet laureate, who is Robert Tannehill. And what Roy and Phil did is they added the full-sized Highland bagpipes to their onstage presentations. And it was the first professional Scottish group to do so, at least to do so successfully. And certainly that has become a genre now. Before that, we heard from Vartinia from Finland, Sailaniko, and that was a song. It was from the Ingrian tradition, and it's a young woman telling other young women around her, when you choose a husband, just be wiser than I was. Choose a better husband than me. Anyway, you missed that, of course, unless you spoke that particular language. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this show is available a variety of places, possibly on Voice of Bombay, CHBB, where you're listening. It's 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or possibly you're listening on Fanshawe's 106.9 The X, CIXX, in London, Ontario, however you got here. I'm glad you've joined me. Well, next up we have Lenny Gallant, singer-songwriter, instrumentalist. He's from Rustico and PEI. I've played him many times before, and he's rooted in the musical heritage of PEI. He's done about a dozen or so albums, most in English, but he does in French as well, and he's got a whack, I guess that's the right verb, I suppose, or adjective, of East Coast Music Awards. Three Juno nominations, Canadian Folk Music Award, Etoile Award, Eloise Award, and so on. He's toured North America and Europe, and he's done a fair bit of theatre work as well, both music and some acting. Oh, he's in the Order of Canada too, so there you go. This is something from a live album. This is called The Band's Still Playing, and it's really focusing on the fact that, you know, we're on this good ship planet Earth, and it's hit an iceberg, and there's a hole in our hull, and we really need to do something about that, but we're all just sitting around trying to finish our drinks before we do anything. So that's kind of the context, I suppose, for this song, The Band's Still Playing. This is Lenny Gallant.
All hands on deck, please don't panic. It's Papa Bit the drill, there's really nothing wrong. Steady as she goes on the Titan. It can't be too bad, the band plays on. There's lifeboats launched upon the water. Captain's crying, oh, won't you please get him? I don't believe in this disaster. I just don't believe the mess we're in. And the band's still playing. Can you hear those horns? gonna cover my head every inch of skin. Trading in my sunglasses for a darker pair, so I won't have to see the mess we're in. And the band's still playing. Can you hear those horns crying out for our souls? And the band's still playing. The band played hymns. And the band played rock and roll. Me dancing so fast, you know I really ain't got time to think. Someone said something about a big hole in the sky. Someone said last call, time for one more drink. And the band's still playing. Can you hear those horns crying out for our souls? And the band's still playing. Still playing. Can you hear those horns crying out for our souls? And the band's still playing. The band played hymns. And the band played rock and roll. Ba-da-ba-ya.
And that was a band called The Gloaming. And in many ways, The Gloaming began with this question, like, what would happen if you amplified and enhanced traditional Irish music's sort of rich soul, melancholic soul, with the modern hues of jazz and classical and experimental music? And they started on that odyssey to answer that question, and indeed, that's what it sounds like. The Gloaming bring together five musical masters. They're all steeped in traditional Irish music and other genres as well. Two fiddlers, a Sean O'Shea singer, a pianist, and a guitarist. And they've played an annual run of sold-out shows at Dublin's National Concert Hall and a variety of other prestigious halls around the world. In 2018, they only did one set of concerts, and that was seven shows, consecutive shows at Dublin's National Concert Hall, and they were sold out, every one of them. And that's where this live CD comes from that event. Live at the NCH. So it's not really dancing music, but it's soul-wrenching music. That was Brendan Begley's Slides and The Labyrinth, which is also a slide. We started off that set with Lenny Gallant and the band's still playing. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 194, and another show of concerts. So we're just getting, just basking in the joy of live concert music. Next up, we have Ojos de Brujo, O-J-O-S. And then Brujo. It's a nine-piece from Barcelona. They describe their style as sort of hip-hop with a little flamenco. And they never had a record company. They sort of did their own self-production and so on. Their first album sold over 100,000 copies and got a bunch of awards. But they wanted to maintain. They were very strictly independent. They wanted to maintain their creative independence. And they set up their own label to do that. And they did receive a lot of skepticism from flamenco artists because they add in a lot of other kind of elements, because they said they're basically using flamenco, but they're not a flamenco band. But anyway, they pointed out that the Rom, the gypsies, who, you know, were instrumental in developing flamenco, were always very multicultural themselves. And the group name, Ojos de Brujo, means eyes of the sorcerer, not a witch, but a truth teller, a prophet. And it reflects the theme of social activism, the eyes that look deeper into the issues and reveal the truth. Over a dozen years, they had about 10 releases, something like that. And this is from a live concert that they did. And they're doing something that isn't at all flamenco here. And this is Get Up, Stand Up, the great old reggae standard.
Check it, we gotta check the message, doesn't stop the message, come and check it, get the check it, we say it, try to be easy, easy. preacher for your heights, the real human teacher. Aquí hermano, levántate, defiéndete, defiéndete, defiéndete.
I'm
That's live music there from Rachid Taha. And Rachid was born in Algeria. Began listening to Algerian music in the 1960s when he was there, a street style music called Khabi. And he moved to France with his parents when he was about 10 years old. They settled in an immigrant community around the French city of Lyon. His father was a textile factory worker, worked long hours, low pay. At 17, Rachid worked during the day as well at menial labor, a central heating plant, and at nights he did DJing in nightclubs. And basically, through the jigs and the reels, as they say, he ended up making music, formed his first band in the 1980s. He sang in both English and Arabic. That's from a live album. It's called Ala Jalkoum, and it featured as well as a singer, Fema Kuti, along with that, and before that. We heard from Ojos de Brujo. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 194, and we are doing live music again because it's so much fun. You could be listening on Mun Radio, CHMR, 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, or possibly on Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB, 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, Labrador. However you got here, I'm glad you've joined me. Next up, we have Otto Matley, and they're an American six-piece band. They play primarily Latin, hip-hop, rock music, and so on. Formed in Los Angeles in 1995, and they've got about 7 studio albums out, something like that, maybe 8 now. Salsa, jazz, funk, reggae, rap, and so on and so forth. They do a lot of advocating for farm worker rights, immigration reform, something that needs a lot of advocacy work in that region of the world. They take their name from a traditional word from the astrological symbol of the monkey. It's taken from the Aztec calendar. And Otzmatli is also a god of dance, of fire, the new harvest, and of music. So there you go. The members met actually while they were attempting to form a workers' union. They were all in Los Angeles, and they didn't win recognition for that. But somehow they got given this abandoned building for a month, and they ended up keeping it, and they turned it into a cultural arts center, and that's where the band was born, Otzumatli. Here's a song, very topical at all times, at least in the last 500 years or so. This one is called "Who Discovered America."
This next song goes out to all the people that are parents of immigrants and all the people that came to this country expecting the promised land, but it's not always the way you think it's gonna be. America.
something just to get what she wants. I say, ah, America, ale, do, ah, America, ale.
That's a great band there. That was called Wolfstone, and they were out of Scotland. And they were founded in 1989, and they sort of played a lot of Celtic rock back before it was really popular. They released about 7 studio albums. They were named after a Pictish stone that was originally sited at Ardross in Easter Ross, close to where the band was originally recorded. And some people say they dragged Scottish music, sometimes sort of kicking and screaming, but always quite loudly, but they dragged it into the world of rock. And they were transferring Seattle's grunge rock scene at the time, because here's 1989 you're talking about here, and they translated it from the Pacific Northwest of America to the Highlands. And they played around Europe. They made their first foray to America, a place they'd visit many times. And they ended kind of in 2009, but they got together again in 2012 and so on. So an idea like that just never quite stops. So that was Wolfstone. Before that, we heard from Otso Matley. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. There's a couple of places, well, several places you could be listening, possibly on Radio Bell Island, CJBI, which is 93.9 FM. In Bell Island, Newfoundland, you could be listening on Cape May Radio, WCFA, which is 101.5 in Cape May, New Jersey, or possibly in Cape Breton, in Sydney, 107.3 CJBU on Caper Radio, however you got here. I'm glad you've joined me, or through the internet various ways, the web, you know, the wonderful web. Next up, we have Cat Stevens, and he was a British singer-songwriter. He goes by the name of Yusuf Islam now. He's released a few albums as of the last number of years. He and his family lived above a restaurant that his parents operated, and all the members of the family worked in the restaurant. But once in a while, he'd escape, and he'd go to the roof above the home, and he'd listen to the tunes of the musicals drifting from just around the corner from Denmark Street. So they were in the center of the British music industry there, and he could listen to all this stuff of the evening. And so he ended up sort of choosing that as a style of playing, and his ballads sort of, I suppose, were very tuneful and also quite insightful. He chose the name Cat Stevens partly because, well, his real name was Stephen Demeter Giorgio. And he said, I can't imagine anybody going to the record store asking, do you have that Stephen Dimitri Giorgio album? Anyway, his debut album reached top 10 in the UK, which it doesn't really happen very much. That was in 1967. He had three more huge albums to come into the early 70s. I converted to Islam in 1977, and he sort of didn't play or record for like 28 years. And then he recorded again. This is from a live concert back in about 1976, I think, something like that. And you can tell the audience knows precisely what song this is. As soon as he plays that G chord and the G sustained 4 and then that tiny little run, and they're there to sing along the whole way. This is Cat Stevens.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax. Take it easy. You're still young. That's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl. Settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me. I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now. And I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot, but think of everything you've got. For you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl and settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. For all the times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside is hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If
go away. I know I have to go.
When you're down and troubled and you need some love and care, and nothing, oh, well, nothing is going right, just close your eyes thinking, yes, and soon I will be there to brighten, yeah, even your darkest night. Just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. It's winter, spring, summer, or fall, really all you've gotta do is call. I will be there, yeah, yes, I'll be there. You've got a friend.
Anymore.
That's James Taylor and Carole King with Carole King's song there, You've Got a Friend. And just a note there, those two have known each other for many, many years. Back in late 1960s, rock music had gotten really loud and noisy. And so the 70s was a time of sort of introspection. And so James Taylor came out with Sweet Baby James. Carole King had Tapestry that came out. And they got to know each other. And basically in 1971, they played at the Troubadour nightclub. They did a two-week run. And even though Carole King was amazingly popular by then, I don't know if you know, Carole King wrote 118 pop hits during her lifetime. She made 25 solo albums. She wrote songs for the Beatles, for heaven's sake. Anyway, in 2007, they got together, Carole King and James Taylor, and they sort of did this sentimental thing where they played the Troubadour again, and they played some of those old hits that they shared. So that's from a great Live at the Troubadour. If you want to warm the cockles of your heart, if you're of a certain generation, I have no idea where cockles are in the heart, but I understand. I should really look it up in a textbook, an anatomy textbook someday. But anyway, it'll warm them wherever they are. Next up, we have The Seldom Scene, a bit of bluegrass. A show isn't right unless you've got some bluegrass. This is from one of their anniversary concerts. This is something called Take Me in Your Lifeboat. The Seldom Scene with Take Me in Your Lifeboat, live at the Kennedy Center, and that was for their, I think, 15th anniversary concert. This track is from a Live at 25, so this is the 25th anniversary of this band. This is the Peat Bog Fairies, and they came from the Isle of Skye, Dunvegan, in Scotland, and they kind of use programmed effects and traditional Celtic arrangements and fiddles and whistles and bagpipes and so on. Celtic fusion, some people call it acid croft. But trance is important. They're an amazing dance band. Anyway, this is called Spiders, which is a track that they're doing from their live concert. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope you've enjoyed the music. Do take care of each other, and if you get a chance to hear something live outside or, you know, eventually inside, wherever you are in the world, just jump at it, and I hope that that it is as exciting as the last 15 months have taught us that it will be once we can get back at concerts again. Take care of each other. See you again next week. Happy trails.